It's official. Nome's city council has certified this week's election, confirming all early winners, including Stan Anderson, who held onto his city council seat despite a close race.
Councilman Anderson avoided a runoff by 8 votes. If there had been 8 fewer votes for Mr. Anderson, it would have been a runoff in November, but he avoided that.
That's City Manager Tom Moran, who took council members through the official results at a special meeting yesterday. He says the city had to send 10 question ballots to the State Office of Elections before confirming Anderson's victory. That's because the city of Nome requires elected candidates to win by a plurality of votes. So even though the early unofficial results revealed Anderson well ahead of the opponents Sarah Swartz and Chuck Wheeler, the incumbent still had to earn 50% of the vote plus one. The state verified that only 2 of the 10 question ballots should be counted. And with everything tallied, Anderson had the plurality. He'll keep City Council seat D for another 3 years. The city's other races may not have been as close, but they too were certified at yesterday's meeting. New Mayor Richard Benville beat incumbent Denise Michaels with 61% of the vote. Lou Tobin, another newcomer, won City Council seat C, defeating Randy Pomerantz with nearly 59%. For the school board, Nancy Mendenhall earned more than 65% of the vote, claiming seat C over John Tidwell. And with all three running unopposed, Keith Conger will join the school board while Pat Knodel and Dave Barron maintain their spots on the utility board. The Norton Sound Economic Development Corporation had a race on the ballots as well, but that spot only required the winner to take 40% of the vote plus one. Patrick Johansson earned more than 50%, defeating incumbent Don Stiles to serve as Nome's community representative on the NSCDC board. All in all, City Manager Moran says voter turnout came to nearly 26%.
639 ballots were issued, and all 639 ballots were accounted for. We got it to the very, very vote. It took us till yesterday at about 4:30, but we got every single vote accounted for.
Mendenhall and Conger will assume their new roles at the school board's meeting on Tuesday, the same day Tobin formally joins the City Council. Meanwhile, Benville will be sworn in as mayor this afternoon.